As we approach Christmas, one plant above all others takes centre stage, the holly. Like so many other festive things, it actually dates back to before Christianity. Holly is evergreen, that is, the leaves don't fall from the trees in autumn. Therefore, it was seen as a symbol of vitality in the colder winter months, and homes would be decorated with it for the winter solstice celebrations. When Christianity purloined the solstice feast to become Christmas, it took many of the trappings too. So we now see it as an essential Christmas decoration. Hollies can grow up to 10 metres tall, but more often are only a metre or so high. Left alone, they can age to 500 years old, but fire, grazing or cutting usually limit their lifespan to only 100 years. Plants are either male or female, and only the female plants have berries. So if you have a holly in your garden that has never had berries, now you know why. It is popular as a garden plant too, as it grows well in most soils and takes well to pruning. You can even use it for topiary, cutting it into decorative shapes. Out in the wild, you can find holly in scrubby areas or woods, especially in oak woodland. From a wildlife point of view, the berries are a great source of winter food for birds and small mammals. The prickly nature of the trees is also an attraction. Birds like to make their nests in them, protected from egg thieves by the spines. And the small white flowers are good sources of nectar for bees and butterflies. The caterpillar of the pretty holly blue butterfly eats the leaves. The dry dead leaves that pile up underneath the plant are a welcome place for hedgehogs and other small mammals to hibernate in. Overall, a pretty beneficial plant to have in your garden. But remember, holly is for wildlife and not just for Christmas.